Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is May 17th on a Thursday. I hope you guys are doing well. It's almost 8 o'clock. Had another late church night last night, and so slept in a little bit. Now getting going on my routine, and praying you guys have a good day today. We just have a handful of messages left for season 45. Until I start talking about our Uganda trip that we're taking next week, next Saturday morning. But looking at the life of Jesus, one of the things I wanted to sort of point out and outline this morning is that after they were in the upper room discourse, he was with his disciples, all that happened up there. It says about what they were doing. Hold on, I gotta turn onto my thing. I want to make sure I pay attention, and I'm turning. There we go. They said when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. It's so simple, such a short verse, but I just find it amazing that the disciples got to sing a hymn with Jesus. You know, like, how amazing is that? It might be a simple thing. It might be a thing you just read past, but I'm like, these guys sung a hymn with Jesus. And you could look it up. I don't know offhand, but there's a psalm from, obviously, Old Testament. There's a psalm that they sung, a specific one. I'm driving, so I can't look it up right now. But it's just awesome that they sung with Jesus. I just can't. I want to imagine it. It's heaven, right? Like, you're with Jesus, singing, praising, hearing his voice. And I just think of the future that all Christ followers have, all Christians have. We get to be with Jesus and just worship and be together. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, right? It doesn't get much better than that. And so, I don't know, this verse just struck me this morning, reading it. And I always find it fascinating, like, singing with the Lord, worshiping together. And that's one of the reasons why we see worship as sort of a preparation of what's about to happen. It's like when we're in church, we, with music, with instruments, sing and worship the Lord. And what that really does, one thing it does, there's a lot of, it's multifaceted, but one thing it does is prepares our heart, softens our heart, helps us to focus on Jesus, focus on him, and it prepares our heart for hearing the word. And so that's what worship, one of the things worship does, it prepares us. And it's so good too, because there's been times personally where I'm like, I need to be prepared. Like, I feel, I don't know, desolate, or my heart feels callous. I feel like a desert season. I feel like starting to get apathetic. It's at those moments, I know, and I've learned this throughout the years, that I know during those moments where it sort of feels spiritually dry, if you will, that I just need to praise God. And when I do that, oh my goodness, it lifts my countenance like never before. And in a way, it's like me and my wife are opposite in that she's just always listening to worship, loves worship, praises God all the time, at home, in the car, at church, leading the team, whatever. Like, she's just a worshiper. That's just what she does. I love that about her, because I always hear worship in the background. I get these songs stuck in my head that are good and edifying and encouraging, right? I'm not saying I'm not a worshiper, but the way that I worship and commune with the Lord the most is through his word. Just studying and reading, praying and seeking him. That to me is like, that's all I want to do. But I realize that's not all I'm called to do. Like, I am also called to praise God. And when I pray, praise God, and get into his word, it's just like an amazing trio. You know, like those three things. I'm like, man, But I'm prone to read first. I'm prone to study first. I'm prone to dig into the scriptures first. My wife is prone just to worship first, to praise God all the time. And so, but it's all important. All of it's important. Worship really does prepare the heart. And it's not just, we know worship is not just the music before the message. You know, worship for the Christian is a way of life. It's how we live. It's what we do. It's who we are. It should permeate every part of who we are, the core of who we are. Because everyone worships something. We worship Jesus, right? We worship our God, the God. And so, it's just so important to get our minds and our hearts right, and worship is one of the things that prepares us for what's ahead. So anyway, it just encouraged me. I know it's a short verse, just worshiping with Jesus, singing a hymn with Jesus before the Garden of Gethsemane, before the courtyard where he was beaten, before the cross where he was crucified. They all sang a hymn together, preparing him for what was to come. So don't forget to worship. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.